Good evening, folks. This is KK4JZX. It looks like it's 7 p.m. Central on my clock here, and 8 p.m. Eastern. This is the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet for January 10th, 2013. And I'd like to welcome you all to the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. At this time, I'd like to take any emergency or priority traffic. If there's any emergency or priority traffic, go ahead. Alright, since there is no emergency or priority traffic, I'd like to take any announcements at this time. Any announcements? Does anyone have any announcement for tonight before we begin the TechNet? This is KK4JZX.
KA0PQW.
Alright, Matt, KA0PQW, go ahead with your announcement.
Well, I just want to very quickly welcome the NX0P repeater aboard with us on 146.685 down at Glenville, Minnesota here. It's off of Mia Ways and it's got good coverage, so a 2-meter machine has been added to the system here down in southern Minnesota for people to check in on. So 146.685 tone 100. So I guess that's about it here, Junior. I was talking to Junior before the nap. Jose. Oh, Lord. Anyhow, Jose, back to you, I guess. That's about it. KA0PQW and I'll just listen out, and if I can answer something, I will.
Okay, Matt. KA0PQW. This is KK4JZX. Thank you very much for the announcement. And I'd like to welcome you all to the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet for tonight, January 10th, 2013. And we only have one set of ground rules, and that is that we make of the Handy Ham Radio Club Net a roundtable discussion about technology. If anybody would like to come in and discuss perhaps a tip, have a suggestion, maybe a question about anything having to do with technology, you name it, whether it's RF, computers, Windows, Mac, Linux, the iOS operating system from Apple, the Android, and pretty much anything that you'd like to bring up, antennas, you name it. This is KK4JZX. Let me break. All right, so at this time, if anybody would like to check in with any questions, any comments, any tips, go ahead on the Henny Ham Radio Club TechNet.
KD0ETK.
Victor Echo 9, Charlie, Kilowatt, Romeo.
Victor Echo 9, I think I got Charlie and Romeo, but I didn't get the middle letter there. Go ahead and repeat that. Go ahead with your... with your handle as well, KK4JZX.
Victor Echo 9, Charlie Kilowatt Romeo, Charlie Kilowatt Romeo. Name here is Bob, Bravo Oscar Bravo. I don't know how good my audio is, Jose. Just had to get a new microphone, so hopefully I got it, hopefully it's audible there. Over.
All right, VE9CKR, Bob, gotcha. And I also have Phil, who checked in first, KD0ETQ. Bob, I'll come back to you. You've got a little bit of background noise there, but I think it's something that you're listening to in the background there. KD0ETQ, Phil, go ahead with your question, comment, or tip for tonight from the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. This is KK4JZX.
Yeah, KD0ETQ. I'm kind of empty tonight with anything. Don't really have much going on. I'm just kind of listening around. If I can help with any answers, I'll do that. Thinking around today, trying to think of something to ask, but I really don't have any questions on anything right now or anything I need answered. So I just wanted to check in. Back over to you, KK4JZX and the TechNet, KD0 Echo Tango Quebec.
All right, Phil, KD0ETQ, KK4JZX. I'd like to find out if you would be available to back me up in the event that I am not able to continue, Phil. Are you available to back me up? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll be around.
Thank you, Phil. All right, moving on to VE9CKR. Bob, how's it going tonight, and what's your comment for the net? Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Jose. KK4JZX, VE9CKR. Yeah, we got the television on here. I'm in the TV room tonight with the laptop here, and I'm using my webcam, so it may be picking up some audio there. But my usual mic bit the dust here last Wednesday. I was just able to get the webcam configured, so hopefully it's readable there. That was all I wanted to check out, and I didn't think of anything in case I had no audio this evening, but I'll listen along, and if I think of anything, I'll probably pop in again. But I'm using a program called Echo Shack, and it tells me who's typing on screen. I don't know if anyone's ever tried that, but it's kind of a neat little... It uses your Windows audio from your sound card as it speaks, like, so it has like Microsoft mic or whatever you use for your Windows audio, so it might be kind of handy for someone to have on. It tells you, I think, who's transmitting and all that kind of stuff, so when somebody types a little message on screen, you can see it instead of using F6 to toggle around to find it. So just thought I'd mention that one. It's Echo Shack, written by, I forget now, it's somebody in New Zealand, UK3, I forget now, Tony Wakefield there in New Zealand. So I just thought I'd mention that little program since I had the mic. So, but just want to see if you can hear me okay, Jose, KK4JZX, UE9CKR.
Okay, Bob, your volume might, you might want to bring it up a little bit, but there's a little bit of hiss that's mixed in with the background noise, so it's it sounds a little low, but you're coming in coming through clear. Yeah, Echo Shack is by Anthony Wakefield. I don't remember his call sign, but he and I have been communicating for some time now because I had some things that I wanted to see added to the application, which would have made it even more accessible for folks that are visually impaired or blind, such as myself. And he and I had corresponded on a few things. I just haven't been able to get back with him because I've been working on some other stuff lately. And pretty much, Echo Shack is pretty cool because it uses your built-in Windows speech synthesizer to tell you what's what the chat messages are, and gives you the ability to bring up to have a list of your favorite stations that you can connect to quickly. Or your conferences, so it's pretty cool. And the he's built an INI file in the program folders. I'm sorry, in the my documents folder under Echo Shack, and that INI file can be modified to add stations without going through the interface. So, Bob, if you've got another comment to make before I move on with additional check-ins, go ahead. This is KK4JZX.
Yeah, okay, Jose. Nothing further here, so I shall be listening, sir, and thanks for calling us in, and we'll look forward to hearing more comments there, and if we'll talk to you next week if we don't say anything more. But, yeah, I just thought I'd mention that program. I didn't know if anyone was aware of it, and it's pretty pretty slick little plug-in for the Echo Link there. I use it all the time and swear by it, so it works pretty good on that. JAWS 13 and Windows 7. So, all right, sir. I'll turn it back to you, and I'll make some mic adjustments there along the way here. And as I say, this is the first time I've tried it live with anyone, so it sounded okay on the Echo test server last week, but that could always be subject to change as well. So, but, otherwise, nothing further from here, Jose. Thanks a lot, sir, and good to hear you there. And we'll see. We'll be here for the duration. KK4JZX,
VE9CKR. Oh, Bob, thank you. VE9CKR. This is KK4JZX. Appreciate the comment about Echo Shack. And there's a lot of people. There are a lot of people that would benefit from that tool. And mentioning it is definitely something that is beneficial. I had never thought of bringing it up, but a couple of people have brought it up in the past, and it's good to get a reminder once in a while about the tools that are available for folks like us, like me, that are blind or visually impaired, and need to have some type of accessibility with Echo Link. So thank you very much for bringing that up. I'm going to move on to the additional check-ins at this time for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. And folks, remember, this is not a one-way discussion in terms of my telling you something about a topic. We want to have a roundtable discussion about something in particular that you might want to bring up, anything, and you that you might want to consider bringing up. Don't be shy. I always say don't be afraid to ask a question. There's no such thing as a dumb question. There's questions are good. We'll take tips. We'll take questions, and then later on I'm gonna bring up a couple things. But I'd like for you guys to check in, ladies and gentlemen. See if I can If you've got any questions, any comments, go ahead on the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet with your check-ins.
Kilo Delta Zero, Papa Tango Mike.
K8HSY.
All right, I got a KD0PTM, and then I've got another station that I believe doubled up, and then I got Ron, K8HSY. But that station in the middle there, after KD0PTM, go ahead and come back with your call sign and your handle, please. This is KK4JZX.
KD0UDH, this is Charlie in Spring Lake Park, Minnesota. Just checking in.
All right, I want to make sure that I copied this. KD0UDH, Charlie, is that did I copy that correctly? Go ahead.
Kilo Delta Zero, Uniform Bravo Hotel. Charlie is correct.
All right, got that one. Bravo Hotel, KD0, Uniform Bravo Hotel, Charlie. Thank you very much for checking into the net. All right, I'm going to take it to the top here. I've got KD0PTM. Go ahead and come back with your... with your handle, your question, your comment for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet for tonight. Go ahead.
Roger. Good evening, gentlemen. This is Joe over here in Joliet Oscar Echo in Coon Rapids, Minnesota. And we'd just like to give you a count, check in. But we also have a question. And we don't want to do this wrong just in case it costs too much to have to fix it. Is anybody familiar with a Yaesu Frank Lima 2100B amplifier? I want to run it with something other than my 101 Yaesu. I want to run it with either my maybe my 580 or my 520 or my 850. But anyway, there's four contacts on the back, and does anybody know which two you could cross, if any, to get it to work so you don't have to use that jumper plug between the 101 and the unit itself? Back to net.
All right, KD0PTM, Joe, let's thank you for your question, and let's see if anybody here will have an answer for you on that one. And I might ask you in a few minutes to come back with the question again in case I missed some part of it, but... we'll go ahead and continue and see if anybody has an answer for you. Moving on to KD0UBH. Charlie, go ahead. Do you have a comment, a question, or maybe perhaps an answer for Joe on his question about his Yaesu? Go ahead.
KD0UBH. I have an answer for that one, no questions at this time, so you guys go ahead and take it away.
All right, thank you, Charlie. KD0UBH, this is KK4JZX. We've got one question on the table, folks. It's about a Yaesu. I'll get you the model number now. It's a 2100, and it's a question by Joe. I'm going to come back to him after I bring Ron into the picture here and to ask Joe to repeat his question, because I'm sure that I messed up something in writing what he was asking. But I'm sure a few people heard already about what he asked. So I'm gonna ask Ron, K8HSY, to go ahead, Ron, check in and give us your comments. Perhaps you have an answer for Joe on his question on his Yaesu. Go ahead, Ron.
Well, good evening, everybody. I wish I had a good answer for him and his Yaesu question, the amplifier, but I just don't. I'm not at all familiar with that piece of equipment. But of interest, perhaps to you, maybe even some others on here as well, Jose. But I've told you before how well I like my Apple TV, and so I bought another Apple TV. In fact, I ended up buying a whole new TV because my old TV didn't have the proper ports on it. They'll hook the Apple TV up to it. So I went ahead and just changed out the whole thing. And the one I have out the lake, I connected through Ethernet cable, and that works just fine. But this one here, I connected up through the network, home network. And boy, I'll tell you what, it is amazing how easily it this stuff works and how well the voiceover works on it. So for the rest of you out there, if you have any interest in anything like this Apple TV, I highly recommend it. It's really a neat little gadget. And then I'll toss it back to you, Jose, but when you come back, you might... One question I have, you were working on, I think, adding an antenna or something like that to your little Chinese Baofeng radio, I believe you got. And I just wonder if you ever had any success with that. I think it was you that was doing it. So back to you, Jose, KK4JZXAC48. I haven't done that in a long time. K8HSY.
Yeah, Ron. Well, on your first one, well, let me answer your second question first, and that is on the antenna. No, I have not been able to get that done yet. Some things came up recently that I have kept me from completing that project. And I have the Baofeng, but I also have the Oshang radio, and I'm gonna be preparing that one for my trip in April. Because I'm going to be testing it out there, but no, I have not completed that project yet. One thing about the Apple TV, and you know this, Ron, because I did a demo on Accessible World on the Apple TV, and it's quite an amazing unit. I use it every day. I've got a computer upstairs with all my routers and everything. I've got two routers, a private one and a public one. And I've converted all my movies to MP4, the Apple version, and M4V, and I have been able to serve all my movies to my Apple TV using iTunes. So I've got over 300 movies that are sitting on a hard drive locally on my computer here, which is connected to my network, that serves movies down to my Apple TV wirelessly using Wi-Fi. And it works incredibly well, and I've got Netflix on it, and oh my goodness, I do recommend it. I've been using it for 2 years, and if this one breaks, man, I'm going out and getting another one. But Ron, if you've got any other comments before I turn it back to Joe for his question again, because I'd like for him to mention that again. If you've got any final comments, go ahead. This is KK4JZX.
No more comments. Just when. When you get back that antenna project on that Baofeng or the other one, I'd like to know more about it. In fact, I'd like to talk to you more about those, and because I'm going to be taking a trip. I think I told you I'm going to be taking a trip this next month from here clear on down through Florida, clear to the Keys, and I'd like to buy one of those little radios and see if I can't hit some repeaters on the way down through down through there. So that's why I'm asking you to kind of keep up with you on that. So back to you, K8HSY, happy silly youngster.
All right, Ron, happy silly youngster, K8HSY. Thank you very much for checking in. Always a pleasure to have you on here. I always look forward to hearing you on here. So please come back, keep the net alive. But I'm gonna, before I take any further check-ins, I'd like to bring Joe back, KD0PTM. To describe his question again, because I won't be able to repeat it. I've got to be honest with you, and I would like for somebody to give you an answer. And you've got a good question, so go ahead, Joe, KD0PTM, and describe your issue again and what you want to do, and we'll see if somebody here is going to be able to answer it for you. KK4JZX.
Ah, Roger on that. This is Joe, Kilo Delta Zero Papa Tango Mike in Coon Rapids, Minnesota. I've got a Yaesu FL2100B linear amplifier, and there's a patch cord that goes between the 101E and that linear, but I don't have the patch cord, and I was wondering, is there a way where you can jump across the one or two of the four connections in the back? There's E, ALC, E again, and RY relay. And I've talked to some people that said that amplifier can be used on on almost any radio, but I'm not sure. I don't want to start crossing them terminals in the back and experiment, because this thing is like brand new, and I don't want to ruin it. But there's supposed to be a way where you can cross two of them, just like you jumper the back of a radio to get it to work with that accessory plug. But I don't know which ones, so that's what my question was. Is anybody familiar with it that would know which two of them four connections on the back would you cross? Back to net.
Okay, Joe, KD0PTM, thank you very much for checking in tonight. And we're going to see if somebody has an answer for you. Thanks for the question. This is KK4JZX taking check-ins now, folks, for perhaps an answer for Joe, KD0PTM, and perhaps a new question. And if you have a comment or a suggestion or a tip, we'll take that as well, and we'll try to discuss it in the roundtable style. So let's go ahead and move on with additional check-ins for tonight. Go ahead. Okay, folks, this is the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet, and tonight is January 10th, 2013. We've got we had somebody that actually tried to key up, but all I heard was a carrier. Go ahead with your check-in again. All right, folks, this is KK4JZX, and we're taking questions, comments, discussions regarding any topic related to technology tonight. This is KK4JZX, and if you have a question, a comment, or maybe you want to answer Joe's question tonight regarding his Yaesu, he's got a he wants to be able to he's been told that this 2100 I'll get you the exact model can be connected pretty much to any radio, but he wants to know the patch cable, which of the two connections can be crossed, and so he'll be able to come in and provide more detail on that if you need it. But if you've got an answer for Joe, go ahead and come in, or if you've got a comment or a question. If not, then I'll go ahead and bring up a couple of topics that I have here that I'd like to discuss as well. But go ahead with your check-ins.
T-C-0-T-E-Y, Bloomington, Minnesota. My name is Ralph. Over. Go ahead.
Oh, Ralph, how's it going today? Go ahead and come back with your call sign again. I got the KC0, but I didn't get the last three. I did get your name. Go ahead and come back with your comments, your full call sign in phonetics, and your question, if you have one. Go ahead.
My call sign is KC0TAY. My name is Ralph. Over.
All right, KC0TAY. Go ahead, Ralph, with your comment, question, or tip for tonight on the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. Thanks a lot for checking in, and we definitely appreciate it, but go ahead.
Just checking in. That's all I'm going to do. So I got no answers. You guys are doing a good job on the net. And so, yeah, it's raining outside today, tonight. So, yeah, it's raining out there a little bit, not too much. So there's just raining outside, that's all. So you're going to get wet out there. Go ahead.
All right, Ralph, thank you very much for your comments. Where did you say you were located, Ralph? I don't remember hearing you on the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet before. Go ahead.
In Bloomington, Minnesota. So Bloomington. So I then move into Minnesota. Over. Go ahead.
All right, Ralph. Thank you very much. KC0TAY. We definitely appreciate your check-in, and just feel free to check in every week. We've got a TechNet at 7 p.m. Central Time on Thursday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, and we're taking check-ins. We always take check-ins for question, tips, suggestions related to technology. And if you've got a question, feel free to bring it up. If you've got a comment, we would take that as well. Ralph, do you have any additional comments you'd like to make tonight, or maybe you thought about a question that you might have, or perhaps help Joe with his question? Go ahead.
I got no questions. I don't. So I don't got your question for Joe. I tell Joe there's good luck, so that's what he needs. Tell Joe that. He needs a good luck. Over.
All right, KC0TAY, thank you very much, Ralph. All right, folks, we're taking additional check-ins tonight for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. Any questions regarding technology? We've got one question on the board, and if you'd like to hear it again, we can definitely repeat it. It's Joe asked a question, and he's got a Yaesu amplifier. I'm going to get the model number, I promise. I've got it written down here, finally. And he's been told that this amplifier can be connected to pretty much any radio, and he'd like to know specifically which of the two can be patched over. So if anyone has an answer for Joe, he's got specific model numbers that he can provide. But if you've got a question, if you've got an answer for him, we'll take it. If you've got an additional question for tonight or a comment, we'll take it as well. This is KK4JZX. Go ahead.
KC0UCO.
KC0UCO. I recognize the voice. Is that Linton, or am I mistaken? I apologize if I mixed up the names, but go ahead with your comment, question, or suggestion.
Yeah, you're right. This is Linton, and the call sign is Kilo Bravo Zero Uncle Charlie Operator. Just want to say one for the check-in, and whatever. I hope he finds out his answer tonight. Just one for the count, and I'm down here in Austin, Minnesota. KV0.
All right, Linton, I've got I got your call sign mixed up with one letter, but KB0UCO. Thanks for checking in. It's been a while, and hopefully you'll find time to check in with us next week as well. If you can think about something that you'd like to ask on the TechNet, we'll definitely welcome that. If you've got a comment, a tip, we definitely welcome that. Last week we had a good tip from Jim WB4LBM on what he called the Pen Friend, which is a device that allows you to categorize all your filing folders and record particular with your own voice, record names and then attach those labels to file folders or pretty much anything you want to do at your home and things like that. And we had a good discussion last week on tablets, and so we'll take additional questions or comments. Linton, thanks a lot for checking in. Would anybody else like to check in at this time with a question or a comment? Go ahead.
K8HSY recheck.
Go ahead, Ron, with your check-in. Go ahead with your recheck.
Yeah, I don't know what. For summary, I'm using Echo Link, and things really sound weird to me tonight. They're breaking up. Even you're breaking up, Jose, which is very unusual. I think it must be a problem with Echo Link on my end. My question, and this is a question I was going to ask, and I forgot about, is on the back of my new TV, it doesn't have a regular like headphone, like audio out, like a little headphone jack. But it has the RCA phonal type jacks on it, and I just wonder, and I want to hook some external speakers up to it, but my external speakers have a regular, are designed to plug into like a headphone jack. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, and I just wonder, is there such a thing as a converter plug, some kind of a converter device that I can plug one end into that phonal jack, and the other end would allow me to plug those speakers into it, headset into it, or?
Ron, K8HSY, there's a, if you're connecting audio to standard composite, which I don't know how the TVs are shipping today. They probably have one or two composite outs. You want to get? They do sell that at Radio Shack, or I don't know, Walmart or any other store, but for sure at Radio Shack, because I used to have one of those. I used to connect my output on the TV to my speakers, just like you want to right now. And there's a Y connector that has a, if I remember their colors correctly, red and white, because I used to see. Red and white, and that converted to a, I forget the millimeters, the small connector, the one that that's used with the stereo connector that's used with your regular headsets, regular computer speakers, regular any, you know, that type of connector. So so there is something like that. But the Apple TV also has optical audio, I think, output on the side of the what do you call it, the HDMI connector. I'm going to break for a second. So the HDMI connector, I believe, has an output for sound as well in the back. Don't know if you can get to it when the HDMI connector is connected, because there used to be an issue with that. But there is a sound that you can get out of the Apple TV as well, so you can get 5.1 surround sound. Did you copy that, Ron? KK4JZX.
Yeah, I saw that jack on the Apple TV, but it says optical audio out or something like that, and I didn't know, frankly, I didn't know what that meant. I didn't want to plug my speakers into it and mess my speakers up, over.
Yeah, I wouldn't connect the regular speakers. I've never used that particular jack on my Apple TV, but it would you may want to do a little reading on it, because I think Apple has a connector that can take you from that to your sound to your sound system or your mixer or anything that you might have that you want to connect. But you'll have to look into that a little bit. Copy, KK4JZX.
Yeah. Okay. I'll have to look into it. But I think probably my best bet is to get that adapter that you were talking about. I can plug right into those RCA phonal jacks in the back of the TV and convert that to that adapter, convert that so I can just plug my speakers into it that way. So I want to know before I made a trip to Radio Shack. I'm not much of a fan of Radio Shack. I don't know if H.H. Gregg would have it or not, but I'll check with him and see. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. K8HSY.
All right, and at this time, thanks, Ron. Appreciate that. And I'm at some point I'm going to be getting me another one of those Apple TVs, because it really is cool. And with Netflix, you can get for $9 a month, you can get unlimited streaming, and it's pretty good. They've got some pretty good stuff up there. It's for the standard stuff, it's pretty good. But folks, we're taking check-ins tonight for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. This is KK4JZX. If you've got a question or comment about what's been discussed already, go ahead. It's your turn.
NX0P.
All right, that last station, I only caught the 0P. Go ahead and repeat it with your handle, and go ahead and come in with your comment. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jose, this is Junior down here, Glenville, Minnesota, NX0P, November X-ray, 0Papa. Just listening in tonight, in and out of the shack here. Been listening a little bit. Don't have anything to add. Don't have any answers, I guess. Should go there, I suppose. But just listening in, sounding good. Good to hear everybody on. Sounding good here on my end. Back to you, NX0P.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Junior, how's it going? NX0P. I thought I heard an N there, but I you know, my lack of experience with ham radio, I'd sometimes forget that call signs are short like that. That's a 2x1, isn't it? Thank you for checking in, and we're here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. If you ever have a question or a comment, we definitely welcome it. I've got one particular question about a particular technology that I've been trying to research. I had a question a couple of days ago regarding conversion of CW to some type of keyboard mapping. For example, I had a question. Somebody asked me if they wanted to connect a paddle to a computer and use that to communicate over the web using the remote-based client. How is there a particular software package that would convert the CW into a keyboard command? And that was my question for tonight. But if anyone would like to check in at this time with any additional questions or comments, go ahead. It's your turn. All right. And it's looks like it's a little quiet right now. So I'm gonna make a little bit of announcement about Handy Ham. Pretty much the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet is sponsored by Handy Ham. If you'd like to know more about the Handy Ham system, you can visit them at www.handyham.org and click on Handy Ham Nets, and right there you'll find a list of all the nets that are operated by Handy Ham. All you've got to remember is 11 and 7. We've got nets every day at 11 a.m., including Sundays, the Sunday Rag Chew net, and we've got a Wednesday night net and a Thursday night tech net. We also have the global tech net on Fridays at 7 p.m. Central. So 7 p.m. and 11 a.m. is what you got to remember for the Handy Ham nets. Okay, folks, one more thing that I wanted to bring up tonight was regarding Windows 8. I have heard a lot of talk about software packages that have been developed for radios that are possibly not going to be working with Windows 8. If anybody has any comments about that, I'd like to hear them, because we're going to be moving to Windows 8 as well, and it would be good to know if what are some of the gotchas with getting software working under that environment, especially ham radio software that is used for programming radios and working with rigs. This is KK4JZX. Go ahead with your check-in. All right, folks, we like to make this a one-hour net, but it looks like we're going to be closing it sometime early tonight. But I'd like to bring Joe back again, because I would like for him to describe his question again, because typically we bring up the questions, but Joe's got a good one, and I would like to be able to help him. If we've got a cliffhanger tonight with Joe's question, we can definitely bring it up next week or during the nets during the week. So, Joe, KD0PTM, would you like to come in and ask your question again? Because as you describe it, I could never do. So you're the best for asking your particular question. So go ahead and ask your question, and we'll see if we've got someone that can answer it. And if not, then we'll try to get it answered next week. This is KK4JZX. All right, I think Joe is not with us, KD0PTM. But Phil, KD0ETQ, are you still with us? Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, sounds like we're going to have a short night tonight, folks. It's 8:45 Eastern, 7:45 Central. This is the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet, and we're taking check-ins for the TechNet tonight with any questions, comments, or suggestions related to technology. If anybody would like to check in at this time, we're going to continue here until we've got at least an hour. If anybody's got a question or a comment, go ahead with your check-in.
KK4JZX. Yeah, this is Joe in Coon Rapids. Yeah, I'm still out here. I just had to go to the little room for a minute.
Hey, Joe, how's it going? KD0PTM. I wanted to see if we can pose your question again, and what I'll do is tomorrow, when I review the TechNet recording, I will definitely have more detail. I'll be able to write down all the model numbers and everything, and everything you've got there. But I'd like for you to ask your question again before we close the net at 9 p.m. Or 8 p.m. Central. Maybe somebody will hear it and will be able to give you an answer here. Typically, we have lots of answers, but it's a light night tonight. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, I can repeat it again. I've got a Yaesu FL2100B, the model, and I don't have the interconnector cable between the FT101 and the amplifier itself. And I was wondering, it's got the four screw terminals on the back that are labeled E, ALC, E again, and RY. And is there a way that two of them can be crossed in order to get the amplifier itself to key up with radios other than the FT-101. I haven't located a cable yet, and I sure like to get this thing to working, okay? If there's anybody's got an idea, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Joe, thank you very much. I don't know if KA0PQW is around. He might have had an answer for that one tonight. I don't know if he's around. Matt, KA0PQW, are you? Do you copy me? Are you there? All right, folks, we're taking additional check-ins tonight. If you've got an answer for Joe's question regarding his Yaesu, please go ahead and check in, and we'll take your comment or your question on the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. This is KK4JZX. Go ahead. All right, folks. Looks like we're going to be closing early tonight. And we had two or three questions on the table and a few comments by Ron, K8HSY, regarding the Apple TV. If you have not had an opportunity to look at that and you have a chance, go ahead and look at it, because it's a pretty good device, especially for folks that are using YouTube and folks that are subscribed to Netflix. Netflix is making improvements to their system, and the Apple TV is fully accessible. And we also brought a question up about Windows 8 and compatibility with various ham radio software packages. And another question that we had was the one about converting CW to some type of keyboard command. Let's say you've got a paddle and you're using that, and you have it connected to your computer. We're trying to figure out a way to convert that to some type of a keyboard command that can be mapped, later on mapped to another keyboard command that gets sent out over the wire to a remote host. And that remote host has a radio, which then in turn sends the CW across. So pretty interesting and complicated, but it's something that I've been trying to figure out for a few days now. We're taking check-ins, folks, before we close the net for tonight. If you've got any final comments, any final questions, go ahead. All right, Phil, KD0ETQ, do you have any final comments for tonight before we close the net? It was pretty slow tonight. Go ahead.
Yeah, KK4JZX, KD0ETQ. Yeah, not much going on tonight. You run into them nights, you know, when people are doing other things, I guess. Some nights, I remember some nights we had to cut it off at almost the two-hour mark because it kept on going. Just depends. A lot of people don't get in here. I know a couple nights you had Eddie in here. He had a lot of answers and a lot of questions, and other people get in here. And I guess Herb's not feeling up to getting on here yet. I guess he's going through all his treatment, so maybe he'll be out for a while. So I guess with you know, a lot of people out. No, I really don't have anything else to say. I just kind of hung around, listened. I really didn't have any answers, any of that. So, turn it back over to you. KK4JZX, KD0ETQ.
All right, thank you very much. I noticed that the N5OZG repeater was not connected tonight. Usually we got a check-in from Eric out there, but the N5OZG repeater was not connected, Phil. All right, folks, we're taking final check-ins. This is the final call for check-ins, questions for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. This is KK4JZX. Go ahead. All right, folks, we're going to put a ribbon on this one. Thank you very much to everybody that checked in. Joe, KD0PTM. I'm sorry that we were not able to answer your question tonight. It typically happens where somebody comes up with a question and it doesn't get answered. Sometimes we've got plenty of answers for questions like yours, but tonight it's been interesting. It's been somewhat slow, but feel free to check in next week on next Thursday, and there's always there's always an answer. Somebody always has something to say, and you know, this is the beginning of the year. It's been slow last couple weeks, but we're moving forward. And thank you very much, folks, for checking in. Thanks for the repeater owners for allowing us the time. Thanks for thanks to Handy Ham for allowing us to run with the TechNet and to do exactly what we like to do, talk about technology. This is KK4JZX and saying 73 and clear.
Yeah, 73 there, Jose. It's KD0ETQ.